Simmons Hofzariches Sif Gimel. Hey, Mr. Yotzes, for Rose, who's the Tchum?
You're up
there, hey. No, we're past that, yeah. Hey. Okay. Another angle. Simmons Hofzariches Sif Hey. Egel shenol beyamtiv. Mutter the shachter. So the that's hinochan neiler the godel mizev. The egel was neiler beyamtiv and neiler remacher and neiler zaser and yamtiv. Well, depends. Heyois the it depends what the status of the mother was, because the child was there beforehand and it was part of the mother. See if the mother was oimed imedes lachila. If the mother was oimed lachila, so this is just another piece of meat. If the mother was Omer the God of Vladim, Vladis, say that right, or the mother was Omer the God of Vladis, so the mother was not Omer the Achila. Now the child is being born, you want to use for Achila, so that's a null, it's changing from a different reality than what it was before. Before it was Omer for Vladis, and now it's for Achila.
So the owner of the behemoth knows that this behemoth is going
to
give birth.
To Martha.
Is he likely to have in mind to shecht it before it gives birth? I mean, it seems like a loss.
That's true, but if the main purpose of he wants to eat the animal, just he wants to wait till it gives birth. But that's called Omer l'achila. So he wants to use the mother for achila.
So you're saying it's just a status of achila. He has this part of the herd for achila, this part for
right. He might keep the animals. He wants to keep every year they give birth to a heifer, you know, whatever, you know, the heifer which gives birth to a calf, and that's what their function is. So those animals he has no intention for achila. So that's a nullit, because what was born is changing the seas and what was the mother. But a mother which he plans to shecht, he says, well, let it give birth and I'll shecht it. So it's amar l'achila. Now, Behuda Kimlon.
I mean, my point is, he would not shecht it before he gives birth.
That's true. But that wouldn't take away the status of Omer l'achila. That's his intention to use it for achila eventually.
Right.
Okay. We have a different issue. That a child which is born before it's kol chadasha is not mutter to eat. Okay, it's a dinam nefel. If you know that it was a full term child, so then it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah will say that nowadays we're not pekiyim in that. Okay. We also need, besides the fact, if we don't know that it was a full term child, so nafel is also, because it's not considered that it's able to live, so it's like a trefer. And the Ramah has been a gamkin shehifris al gabi karka, he has to have walked on the ground, because there's also a concern of if it hasn't walked at all, maybe just the process of leida was so overwhelming to the child, that's the equivalent of Nisraskei Vorta. Nisraskei Vorta is when an animal is thrown down. So that is one of the Yudhis Trevis is the animal is thrown down before Shechita. So the impact of the whole process of being thrown down might make it a Trefa. That's one of the Yudhis Trevis. So the way you revire, if that's a Trefa or not, is that you have it walk. We ever hear these stories of people that walk their chickens before they Shecht them? That's the issue that they're talking about. Case during the transportation of the animal, of the birds, they carry them in cages. You know, they throw the cages down. Sometimes they throw the cages of the birds down from the truck to the ground. That goes into the Siddur Nisraskei Vorta. So the way you have to do is you have to walk them. So here, if you know the animal walked, so there's no. So later could be as a din of Nisraskei Vorta. Now. One of the Yudchas Treif is Nisraskei Vorta, that the whole animal's limbs were like shooken up. Okay. The Chashid and Shema Yerubai Reyes of Evorta Mepnimi, Amin Tashach Beyom Tashlo the Tzarech, Kach Nirli Medivri Arosh Vatur. So by the fact that it's walking, we indicate that there was no damage and therefore it's mutter. Amin Hoya Shabbos Yom Tav Suchim Zalazeh, Nelab Zeh Mutter Bezeh. Even in the case of the mother's Emetis Legal Vlodis, so it's a noilad, but noilad on one is what's on the other one. Okay. bottom shiur over here. Sikkat Mechav Ches. We did the Shabruz on Dalit. I don't recall doing that. Okay, let's build the Shabruz on Hay, and we'll see. We have to go back. The process of Leda is a very traumatic process. What? What about the mother? I'm not following what you're saying.
Birth giving to do that to
the mother? No, to the child.
To the born chick?
Not to the chick, we're talking about animals.
To the born animal?
Chick comes out of a shell. But the animal comes out of the mother. The process of going through the birth process of the child is very traumatic. Rotsa Lerman, the Oz Mutta Fila, the Maida Possig Labasim and Tapsari Hay Septal, the Muksa Oster Beyamtiv. Even though Muksa is Oster Beyamtiv, but if the mother is been designated for Achila purposes and the child is now born, it's all extenuation of the same thing. Tam the Kimachemu Mukhenis Achila, Arehu Mukha and Agavimai. Since the mother is been designated for Achila, is it considered a part of the mother when it was alive? Before it was born, it was part of the mother, and it was being designated as food. Now it's born as fighter food. You can shech the mother and eat the child also. Now, let's say the case was the mother was a treva. So even though we all treva can't give birth, that someone is treva at the time of conception. But once it becomes a treifa afterwards, it can still give birth. So we know the mother became a treifa. So now the mother is not urban lachila. If the mother's a treifa, you're going to use it to, you're not going to use it for work, you're not going to use it for vladis, you're not going to use it for eating, so you're going to use it to give it to your dogs. So if that's what the mother's function, the mother's function is to be for food, for the animals. So, the child is also not considered a muksa. Zemur has a shayla like this. Zemur says mukhan leklovim is mukhan leadam. Zemur says shayla is mukhan if it's mukhan leklovim. Someone you designate to use for human function, will you then give it? Would be considered mukhan to give to the klovim. But Zemur, no, everybody argues that anything which you can give to klovim, if you could find some way to give it to humans, you'd rather do that. So the vlad, which isn't treifa, that's all part of the halchon of the child, that the vlad is considered mukhan also. Okay, the female got me didn't say no shein oisim muksa biyamtiv elon neder, because she pasuk or a moshe behakol. So he's saying even if you hold muksa as a problem in yamtiv, this is not muksa; it's mamash mukha. But according to us, we hold the only problem is neder. Okay. So now, what will be in the situation where the mother is Omer, the god of Lotus? So the mother is Muksa. Is the child considered Nerlet? Yeshahatu Egel Shanel B'yamta Filim Imai Omer is the god of Lotus. So even though the mother was not for the purpose of Achila, and now it's becoming for the purpose of Achila, that's not a problem of Muksa. Because we don't hold a Muksa in Yamta. Because you have in the back of your mind, like recording the Pshim, and anything which will eventually be usable, I want to have in mind. Well, the Vlad is usable, so I want to have that in mind. Elamai, what it should be considered Narlat. Because we do hold the Narlat as a problem. There's no real change in the ego. The ego was there beforehand, whereas opposed to a chick, which is in the shell. Which halach is that the an afroyach before it comes out is also to eat, so that's another problem. And it has no usage and no function beforehand. No, even dogs don't eat the inside the shell, so it has no usage. So that's another. Mama changes, but over here it's really roy lachila beforehand. If the animal would die, you'd eat it, right? The dogs would eat it. It's usable. Okay, so it's mutter for a chila, also because we've addressed the moksha issue. Now, what about the yerida issues of that? Maybe it's a nafel. Who the kim on chavtes? But in the einon of bekim is that we don't know. We're not able to tell how old it is just by looking at it. Kisur yerides and your gimel seif seif gimel. Machin shartan egel shnele b'yamtiv b'shabbos erev yamtiv kadam yerem shmini shem a nafelu. We say it takes 8 days. It lives 8 days. It's not a nafel. By a human, it's 30 days. By a behemoth, it's 8 days. After it lives 8 days, we assume it wasn't a nafel.
What does that mean by an animal?
Say, if a child, if the animal gives birth, after 8 days have passed, you're allowed to shift it. You assume the child is not a nafel, and therefore it's mutter to eat.
After a human, it's 8 days.
No, human is 30 days.
We don't check before 8 days anyway.
What?
We don't check before 8 days anyway.
That's why we don't check before 8 days.
That's why we don't check before 8 days.
Sure.
That halacha of 8 days in the pasuk, that's halacha by Corbin. She was empty at Tachzimah. But the moral learns out from that the idea that it takes 8 days to be inspired that it's not a nafel. So the 8 days mutter. In the case of, but in a case where you know it's kol chadasha, if we would be bucking in that, we wouldn't have to wait 8 days. We don't know if it's a full term. So now the 8th day comes out to be on the first day of Yom Tov. So it comes out on Erev Yom Tov, but wasn't really usable because it wasn't 8 days yet. So you couldn't shecht it. And now on the first day of Yom Tov, it's already the 8th day, it's mutter. But what about Ben Hashmoshes? Ben Hashmoshes, as much as it's day 7, it's still also to eat. Yeshtemer the Osir, we could say the Chor, this should be Osir to use on Yom Tov, because the next Ketzer Ben Hashmoshes. During Ben Hashmoshes, it was not usable because you couldn't shecht it then, because it's still possibly day 7. Okay. So therefore, it's going to be a problem. It will be a problem because there's a migud that says from day one to day from the Ben Hashmoshes of day one to day two. Obviously, every Yeshua's Yaakov Matam is that he disagrees and says it's mutter. Why? Keep in the Rev Hoylodus. Vlad Ma'ayo Yoldon. Bavad Yegia the Chal Heter Loi Choshev Muksa. So let's say like this. Let's say I have a pot. Which the more so the certain types of foods that when you start cooking them they become inedible. The cook the more so beans or certain beans when you start cooking them they become inedible. So if I put the pot up to cook right before Shabbos, the Torah should argue Ben Hashmoshes it was not edible. So it's mimuk. So the more so that's not true. The more so that's called since the natural flow of the animal that the pot will cook the food and it'll become edible again. Even though right now it's not Ben Hashmoshes it's not edible. That's still considered, it's oymed to become mutter, that's not considered muksa. Merkel calls that what's called gomra bide adam, that the person has the ability to create the process of making it roy. So the person is not maksa das. A modern version of that is, we have a towel, which is soaking wet. So a towel soaking wet, because of the problem of schita, is considered muksa. I put that towel into a dryer before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. Even if beginning of Shabbos, it was still wet to the point that it was muksa. It's not considered muksa because the machine will make it. Assuming that you're allowed to run a dryer going into Shabbos, so that's a shadow, maybe that might be a problem of Avshar Milson, it's all annoying. Assuming that that's not a problem.
Perfect.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Cooper.
So that's a concept called government of the auto. So going to the other, he says over here, I have that concept over here also, the Shur Yaakov says, because even though I have to wait till day 8, that should be mutter, but since the derech is that's what's going to happen, so I can assume it's what's going to happen, so even though right now it's not roy, it's about going to come to a heter, that's called, it's oymed to come to a heter, that's a valid gemara. Even though, theoretically, this is a government of the Shemayim, which the Morse says is not good enough, but over here, it's about going to come to it, so that's good enough.
When the 8th day was Shabbat,
8th day of the child was on Yom Tov. So beginning of Yom Tov was day 7. So by day 7, you can't shech the animal yet. So it should be considered. But since Roy, children are going to become mutter, that's good enough, according to the Yeshua's Yaakov. The Mor says, Gomer the Adam is not Muksa, Gomer the Shemaim is Muksa. The Mor says, because that's something which you don't really have control over, it's possible it won't come to it. Over here, his point is, it will come to it, that's the equivalent of a Gomer the Adam, and that's good enough. Chadashav, that you knew that it had the full term. So what is the full term? For Behemah Gas it's 9 months, and for Behemah Daka it's 5 months. Now, came the Ramah, said, we had to know that it actually walked since it was born. Why? Because once you know that it walks, so the process of coming out from the rechim, which is a very narrow birth canal, is very traumatic for the child, so that might have a halacha like that the evorim were all banged up, which is, that's the case where it's nafal, the equivalent of a case of nafal, and so nisraske evorim is not mutter until it's actually walked afterwards. The chashinon, because we're worried that it might have been some damage to one of the evorim. It's all over. Afal pish im le lebecha. Even though on the weekdays, hechad yadina the shakala loy chadosh of mutla shalta boi b'yom v'en chashin shem nisraskei vorda v'en tzarach b'dika b'yvorda v'apanimi. We're not chashin v'en nisraskei vorda normally on a child which is full term through the birth process. So that's on a weekday. So why are we worried about all of a sudden over here? Mekam okam b'yom t'chashinan shemel b'loy miskaven yira chashash trefes b'yvorda v'apanimi. Though you're not mechuyev to look, you might notice it. It comes out that the shechita was a wasted shechita. Das Rishal Vataz Dein Sarach LaHafris. He says, no, we don't have to. We make it walk, or we don't have to see that it walked. Don't worry about this possibility because, in general, these aren't problems. Achlat Hidan Ein Nafkei Mina B'Chol Seh. This is all relevant if you're eating the child the day it was born, which we don't do, because that has to be that we know for sure that it came as a full term, and we're not a book to know if it's a full term or not, which the time of the more they were. So for us this whole discussion is irrelevant. By the time you get to day 8, obviously it's not in Yisraske Vorb anymore. Okay, the last point he said, in case where you have a Shabbos and Yom next to each other, so Nele Bezeh is Mutu Bezeh. Nele Bezeh is Mutu Bezeh. Now, in case of a bayu, which is nolad on Yom Tov, it's usher on Shabbos. So why, which an egel, which is nolad on Yom Tov, is mutter on Shabbos? In case of Yom Tov, is erev Shabbos. So what's the pshat in that? I will be shahu Yom Tov, vein Shabbos mechina le Yom Tov, or Yom Tov is not mechina le Shabbos. What was the case? The case of a bayu was Shabbos Yom Tov, his case Shabbos is first, okay. So it's born on Shabbos, it would be mutter on Yom Tov, even though the rule normally is that for something to be considered usable on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it has to have come into its state of being roy on a day of Chol. That Yom Shishi is mechin the Shabbos or Yom Tov, below Yom Tov mechin the Shabbos, or Shabbos mechin the Yom Tov. That's the pasuk. That's the more positive by the month. So how do you know the Yom Shishi was Chol? Tosfos says two pshatim. Either because it's all the machlokes is whether the month fell on Shabbos. If you learn the month didn't fall on Shabbos, so the pasuk talking about the month falling, it has to be wasn't Yom Tov. Excuse me. If you learn the pasuk that the month did not fall on Yom Tov, month did not fall on Shabbos. Did it fall on Yom Tov? So if you learn the month did not fall on Yom Tov, so the pasuk is poshut. It says, if the month which falls on the sixth day, you prepare for Shabbos. So that can't be talking about a Yom Tov because the month didn't fall on Yom Tov. He says, but we say in Tefillah, indicates that it was Shabbos is unique from all other times. Because I'll say Kitchum Amon or Berchum Amon. Kitchum Amon then didn't fall on Shabbos, and that's Mikol Azmanim, but all different than all other times. It means Mon fell on Yom Tov.
What was that? Expression?
That's positive. But you say in Friday night Shabbos.
Yeah.
The Shabbos is Kiddashim Mikol Yamim, Virachta Mikol Yamim, Mikol Azmanim. Right?
Virachta Mikol Yamim, Kiddashim Mikol
Azmanim. Thank you, sir. Right? So we say that what's Kiddashim? It's unique.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unique that it's from all zmanim. What was unique? Because I'll say kidsha b'mon or bircha b'mon. Kidsha that mon did not fall on Shabbos, and bircha b'mon they got a double portion of Arab Shabbos. But if, so Tosfos says it's mashma from the nusach atfila that Chazal held that mon did fall on Yom Tov. Okay. So if you learn the mon fell on Yom Tov, Tosfos says, so how do you know this day was when it says b'yom hashishi v'chinu? Because tam yom hashishi is chol. So upon him, only a day chol prepares for Yom Tov or for Shabbos. So the answer is if ain't later zu chashiva hachana kimen shoya roila chila kadam later kama achar later. So again, we go back to the day which we said that really the animal really is usable beforehand, but an egg it's not usable beforehand. So the process of laying the egg changes it, that it beforehand is not usable at all. Now it can be the chicken come out. So there's something which changes. That's it. So you've changed the item in a way which makes it usable, etc. That's a problem. That's a problem of achana. So that process of later of the beya can't take place on Yom Tov to allow it to be usable for Shabbos, which is, or vice versa. So Shabbos, if it's born on Shabbos, it's not usable on Sunday, which is Yom Tov. But an eagle, it's just basically the same meat before, same meat afterwards. It's usually really edible beforehand. That's not considered a chana.
Is it edible because you shechted the mother?
You could shechted the mother.
Uh-huh. How do you learn now? Shabbos is going to be prepared for any different, like
echino. Yeah. What's
that? How does that teach?
It has to be your mashish, which is chol, is made. Right. Okay.
Chol is made.
Chol is made. Not kosher. Behema musukanas. Well, shiori shema tumas. You have an animal which is it's not a shreifa, but it's ill. Not with one of the shreifas, but it's ill. And you know if you don't do something with it soon, it's going to die. And he's afraid shema tumas. You end up with an animal which you didn't shecht. So right now, if you shecht it, you could eat it. If you don't shecht it, you end up feeding it to your dogs. Right. So that's the situation. Mm-hmm. So you want to shat on a yom to eat it, not to hate. But the problem is he already ate his meal and he has no need for the meat anymore. Okay, also l'shochta he cannot shecht it. Elim ken yeshos b'yoyim she'lechol mimenu kazayis slim b'budya. You have to shecht it early enough on the day. You have enough time to take. Now tzli is the quickest way to process it. You don't have to do salting beforehand. And it also cooks the quickest. And you could chef the animal, cut off a piece of meat, which is a kazayas, and roast it. So then, theoretically, it's usable for Yom Tov. Afilain shows, lenatro levodka tequila, even if you don't have time to cut it to pieces and do a bedika, because mikra demik misemech and aroiv, that it's mutter. Okay, so it's theoretically usable in Yom Tov. Okay.
What?
Fine. So that's the only way you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. It's theoretically it's still usable, but you have enough time to actually process it, roast it, and eat something.
What is
it? What do you not understand, sweetie? I want to shecht the animal to save it. There shouldn't be a waste of good food. When I shecht it on Yom Tov, I don't really need it for my meal. The answer is shecht it and roast some of it and eat a little bit.
How safe is such an animal? I mean, they didn't have, you know, maybe our scientific knowledge, but
there isn't more with Mash, you shouldn't eat the behemoth musukanas. I guess there's musukanas and there's musukanas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the next step over here is in the case where there was time and he did shecht it, so that saves the meat. So now we have a deal with the hide. So you'd like to use the hide also. Okay. So we're only going to allow him to move the hide if the hide is still attached to part of the meat. So Agav, you can move the meat, you can move the hide also. It's still connected to one of the part of the animal, and you bring the piece of meat together with the hide. Mishabur will talk about normal. We actually were makel to allow the person to move the hide to Yom Tov, because we want the people to shecht, and the people would end up potentially losing, not using the hides.
They won't shecht them.
People would not be, people would be discouraged from shechting on Yom Tov. You would end up with not having fresh meat on Yom Tov, and that would take away from Simchas Yom Tov. But that's an animal which is a healthy animal, which you made a decision to shecht because you want to use it. Over here, you're going to shecht it either way, because it's a Mesukenis. So I don't need to give you a motivation, but worry about the hide, because the meat was more valuable than the hide. The meat going to the dog is, or to the goy is a big difference than using it for a Jew. He'll shecht it anyway in this case. So there's no reason to give him an incentive to allow him to move the hide. So only he can move the hide if it's attached. B'yeshar, remember the Ramah says, the hafshita klal, elim kein shecht the tzarech yomtiv, kein ro'er laharis. We don't give your head to deflate it at all, because you didn't really shecht it for the purpose of yomtiv. So there's no need to do this hafshata, really. You shecht it because you want to save the meat. So there it's a good, so we're going to give you a heter because you can take off a piece of meat and eat it. But what are you flaying it for? If you really need the meat for Yom Tov, the guy gets up early in the morning, he shechts the animal because he wants to have it for his suda. And instead, you got to flay the animal to be able to get to the meat, to use it for Yom Tov. But he's not doing that. He's not eating it anyway. So what's the heter to flay it? On Yom Tov. Okay. Let's hold it here.